Berger hesitated for 10 seconds. Open up SMP to... what? A complete loony? Salander might be innocent of murder, but she was definitely not normal. But what did she have to lose? How? I have to load a program into your computer. We have firewalls. You have to help. Start the internet. Already locked on. Explorer? Yes. I'll type an address. Copy and paste it into Explorer. Done. Now you see a list of programs. Click on Asphyxia Server and download it. Berger followed the instruction. Done. Start Asphyxia. Click on Install and choose Explorer. It took 3 minutes. Done. Okay, now you have to reboot your computer. We'll lose contact for a minute. Got you. When we reboot, I'm going to copy your hard disk to a server on the net. Okay. Restart. Talk to you soon. Berger stared in fascination at the screen as her computer slowly rebooted. She wondered whether she was crazy. Then her ICQ pinged. Hi again. Hi. It'll be faster if you do it. Start up the internet and copy in the address I email you. Done. Now you see a question. Click on Start. Done. Now you're asked to name the hard disk. Call it SMP-2. Done. Go and get a coffee. This is going to take a while. Figueroa woke at 8 on Saturday morning, about 2 hours later than usual. She sat up in bed and looked at the man beside her. He was snoring. Well, nobody's perfect. She wondered where this affair with Blomqvist was going to lead. He was obviously not the faithful type, so no point in looking forward to a long-term relationship. She knew that much from his biography. Anyway, she was not so sure she wanted a stable relationship herself, with a partner and a mortgage and kids. After a dozen failed relationships since her teens, she was tending towards the theory that stability was overrated. Her longest had been with a colleague in Uppsala. They had shared an apartment for 2 years. But she was not someone who went in for one-night stands, although she did think that sex was an underrated therapy for just about all ailments. And sex with Blomqvist, out of shape as he was just fine. More than just fine, actually. Plus, he was a good person. He made her want more. A summer romance? A love affair? Was she in love? She went to the bathroom and washed her face and brushed her teeth. Then she put on her shorts and a thin jacket and quietly left the apartment. She stretched and went on a 45-minute run out past Rolamshov Hospital and around Fredhöll and back via Smedsuden. She was home by 9 and discovered Blomqvist still asleep. She bent down and bit him on the ear. He opened his eyes in bewilderment.
"Good morning, darling. I need somebody to scrub my back."
He looked at her and mumbled something.
"What did you say?"
"You don't need to take a shower. You're soaked to the skin already."
"I've been running. You should come along."
"If I try to go at your pace, I'd have a heart attack on Nor Mellestrand."
"Nonsense. Come on, time to get up."
He scrubbed her back and soaped her shoulders, and her hips, and her stomach, and her breasts. And after a while she completely lost interest in her shower and pulled him back to bed. They had their coffee at the outdoor cafe beside Nor Mellestrand.
"You could turn out to be a bad habit," she said, "and we've only known each other a few days."
"I find you incredibly attractive, but you know that already."
"Why do you think that is?"
"Sorry, can't answer that question. I've never understood why I'm attracted to one woman and totally uninterested in another."
She smiled thoughtfully.
"I have today off," she said.
"But I don't. I've a mountain of work before the trial begins, and I've spent the last 3 evenings with you, instead of getting on with it."
"What a shame."
He stood up and gave her a kiss on the cheek. She took hold of his shirt sleeve.
"Blomqvist, I'd like to spend some more time with you."
"Same here. But it's going to be a little up and down until we put this story to bed."
He walked away down Handvergarten. Berger got some coffee and watched the screen. For 53 minutes, absolutely nothing happened except that her screensaver started up from time to time. Then her ICQ pinged again.
"Ready. You have a whole bunch of shit on your hard drive, including a couple of viruses. Sorry. What's the next step? Who's the admin for SMP's intranet?" "Don't know. Probably Peter Fleming, our IT manager." "Right. What should I do? Nothing. Go home. Just like that? I'll be in touch. Should I leave the computer on?
But Salander was gone from her ICQ. Berger stared at the screen in frustration. Finally, she turned off the computer and went out to find a cafe where she could sit and think.